Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. And I have brought back a dear friend. We've not had him on for a long time. We've advertised his book, and he's got another book, kind of a new and improved book of Islam in the House. And we have with us today Dr. Michael Kaufman. Dr. Michael, thank you for being with us today.
Well, thank you, Beth. I'm glad to be back with you.
Well, you know, we've had so much going on, and, you know, the president on his State of the Union address assured us that our biggest threat, the biggest threat to the American people is climate change.
Yeah, we could talk about that if you want, but I'm a climate scientist. You know, I got my training in that area, and we're not having global warming now. We haven't had global warming for 18 years, and it's looking like we're heading into global cooling.
Two-thirds of the deficit has been cut.
The deficit has been cut by two-thirds,
and we're in the best economy since 1999. I felt so much better after that.
Oh, it does. It does. You know, you can cut the deficit if you first increase it by three times. And then reduce it again. What he is saying is so utterly incredible. It's almost beyond belief how people can take this in and believe it. It is really unbelievable.
Well, I was brought up the threat because I know we have a much bigger threat. In fact, while he was even speaking, there was wars going on behind the background of the evening in Yemen and another round places around the world, and we're in a mess. And we've got our eyes blinded to it. We've got blinders on like a horse going down, and we're not looking at anything that's happening around us.
Well, you know, it's even worse than that, because what he has done, he's actually invited, and this is in the book, the Muslim Brotherhood into the federal government in key positions to set policy, both in domestic policy and international policy. And what he has done those people have done is they've sanitized everything within these various agencies and so forth, so that there is no mention or no degradation at all of anything Islamic. And therefore, the FBI, the CIA, and other things, when they go through their training, they don't get any training as to what Islam is doing around the world. Now, I'm sure there's a lot of these guys and women and so forth that are actually looking at things beyond what they're being told by their agencies, so that they're probably fairly well educated. But the fact is, how in the world, like France just 2 weeks ago, how in the world could France actually stop these kinds of things if they do not have any training on anything about radical Islam? It's unbelievable what this president has done just to invite radical Islam and jihad into the United States. There's no way I can begin to explain it, what his rationale is, unless he is an Islamic radical himself, and everything indicates that. He's certainly a Marxist. He's bent the Islam a little bit towards Marxism, but it doesn't have to take much bending to get there.
Well, we can see what's going on, and he either is totally ignoring it or he's behind it. It's got to be one or the other. You know, I find it hard to believe anybody's that blind. And the fact that it is blatant that he continually refuses to call it what it is.
Yes,
he won't even say the word.
Well, you have to understand, and this is one of the big tip-offs, is that radical Islam, Sharia law, forbids anyone to speak negatively, not even evil, but negatively about Islam, anything Islam. They cannot speak it as in a negative context. And that's exactly what Obama is doing. It really does kind of, I think, expose him to the realization that he is following Sharia law as best he can.
And that statement goes hand in hand with and makes sense with all the other commentators when they're on Fox News and they're interviewing these Muslims and they're asking them, why don't you all stand up against what's happening? Well, that makes sense. They can't, can they?
No, they can't. No, they can't.
They can't utter a word against it.
If they do, it has a death penalty associated with it. Now, this isn't in the Quran. This is in subsequent writings of Islam and so forth, Hadith and so forth. So it's not in the Quran, but nonetheless, no Islam or no Muslim can speak evil or negatively about Islam in any way whatsoever, or they're open to being assassinated themselves.
Well, that's just wild. Well, we know that Sharia law is an issue that is also being ignored, and it's being implemented in some of our courts and in some of our communities across the nation. And that, in my, that is extremely scary, and it's so wrong. But I don't know how else to say it's wrong. It's unconstitutional. It's everything. It's not American. It's not what we are. It's not what our government is. It's not our laws. So why are they doing that? Why is anybody allowing it? Is it that much political correctness, or why are they?
I think
doing
a lot of it has to do with political correctness. Now, remember, I would say well over half of our judges in the United States now are progressives.
Mm-hmm.
They have really tried to get as many progressive judges over the last 15 years into effect as they possibly can. And progressives in general, now the progressives believe generally that the United States is the problem for all the world's faults. The United States is the problem for nations and so forth that are angry and that type of thing because of suppression by the United States. I could go on, but you get my picture.
Right.
And this is what they think is driving the Islamic jihad mindset, is the fact that what the United States has done to them. I'm sorry, if you read our book, you will find that this has been the mindset of Muslims throughout history, since 600 A.D. with Muhammad. They have spread their religion at the point of a sword. Don't let anyone tell you otherwise. There are times of peace in the Islamic world during that period of time, but it's only when Islam controls the Christians and Islam controls secularists and so forth during that time that there's peace. And there's only peace when Islam is in control. When Islam is not in control, it's war.
And what your book, Islam is in the House, you're going to explain a lot of what's going on. And is there, you know, we're kind of early in the show. I hate to ask the solution, but the solution obviously is the people have got to recognize the enemy, and we've got to take some steps to avoid that. But what do you really recommend as our solution to this issue? Because it's just rampant.
It's rampant, and it's getting worse by the day. In Europe, for instance, the Islamists or the Muslims form these groups and so forth, and they don't absorb themselves into the mainstream society. So they're always there trying to force their worldview and their Sharia law on everyone else. It's not as bad here in the United States. We have far more Islamic moderates, as it were. I'll talk about moderation a little bit later on. And therefore, they can get along and do well with a lot of American people. But still, we're starting to see the same thing happen. In the various centers of Islam here in the United States, people are gradually accumulating, and they're shutting out the outside world and forcing their Sharia law on us, as you just indicated, with our judicial system.
Hello.
Now, the solution, and what we're going to talk about the solution, and we can get back to more of the nuts and bolts, but the solution is twofold. First, you have to recognize it. That's what the book is designed to do. Now, this book was about 90 pages. It's 120 now because it's been updated with a lot of new information over the last couple of years. And it's a short read. I've heard back from many, many people. If you can go on Amazon and look it up, you'll find every particular comment on the book is a 5-star out of 5-star rating. It is an excellent book. It's easy to read, and you can read it quickly and bring yourself up to a working knowledge of what Islam is.
And we're going into a break, but I want to say that we have that here. We will have that here. They're shipping some to me, and I'm going to sell them to my listeners for $13.99. I've added the shipping onto that, so you don't have to add any more on, just $13.99. We'll talk about the other half of that solution and some more things that we need to know to recognize and understand what's going on with Islam in the House, and we'll be right back. Abigail Adams said, "A patriot without religion, in my estimation, is as great a paradox as an honest man without the fear of God." CSE Talk Radio welcomes Melody Cederstrom with Discount Gold and Silver Trading, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty that provides a quality product, quality service with competitive pricing. Melody and I are working together to bring you the best and most honest products and prices in the gold and silver market. Let Melody's nearly 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide. She can assist you with your gold and silver purchases. Honesty, truth, and integrity are her way. Call Melody and tell her welcome to CSC Talk Radio, and then let her be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgfcoins.com or call Melody Cederstrom at 1-800-375-4188. That's online at dgfcoins.com or 1-800-375-4188.
CJ Hadley brings us all home on the range as she continues to fight bureaucrats and educate all. CJ is offering her three best and calling it her trifecta offer. It includes 5 quarters of Range Magazine, her newest hardbound book, Brush Strokes and Ballad Ears, Painters and Poets of the American West, plus her real buckaroo calendar, all for only $40. It's CJ's trifecta package. CJ Hadley is a patriot, educating the masses with her Range Magazine. 5 quarters of Range Magazine, Brush Strokes and Ballad Ears, and her real buckaroo calendar. Plus a special bonus. Add $10 and CJ will throw in another one of her great books, Call of the Cow Country. The trifecta for $40 and the trifecta plus for $50. Order now. Go to rangemagazine.com or give them a call at 1-800-RANGE-4U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you.
You stroll out to the barn to check on those calves, kids, or lambs, and at first glance, you know something is not right. A weak kid, a calf who cannot nurse, or a ewe who does not have enough colostrum for her newborn lambs. Your role switches from caretaker to rescuer. In these situations, minutes count. Having the right products on hand is vitally important. Visit the animal care category at HambyDairySupply.com to stock up on your medical needs. At Hamby Dairy Supply, they understand because their family has been raising livestock since 1954. With their years of experience, they can help you with your needs, including planning for those livestock emergencies. Visit HambyDairySupply.com for colostrum, Energy Plus energy supplements, Formula 911, and Arrest Drench products. Stock up today and be prepared. HambyDairySupply.com or give them a call at 1-800-306-8937. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting today with Dr. Michael Kaufman, and we're talking about his new book, well, his new and improved book, Islam is in the House. I think your other book said it's not just knocking at the door, it's in the house. And
right.
We need to recognize that it is here. It's not just overseas. It is here, right here, right now, affecting our lives and our American laws. And we need to make a stand. And first of all, you said we got to recognize it. That's the first thing we've got to do. What's the second thing we need to do?
Well, one of the things that I do is I spend a couple chapters talking about the differences between Christianity and Islam. And it's a very powerful set of 2 chapters. It just blew my mind when I began to discover this several years ago. And in that process, it began to occur to me, and what's happening in Iran right now. Iran has one of the greatest revivals of Christianity in the world, primarily because, in fact, we have a group that we meet every week and so forth here. One of those members of the group has a dialogue with about 15 different Christian Iranians every day. I mean, it's just phenomenal. And what the deal is, or what they tell us, is that the truest way to touch the heart of a Muslim is love. They have never been exposed to love. And love is a key thing to open up their hearts. Now, you can't do it in a way that's obvious and so forth, but just be there and show Christian love and so forth, and they will start to question and eventually start to ask questions about what Christianity is truly all about. And then once they begin to understand, and you can show them a comparison, you know, Islam makes conversions at the point of a sword. You can't do that in Christianity. There is no way you can do that in Christianity, because every Christian has to make that personal decision for themselves. You can't force somebody to make a decision. You can do it so that they're token Christians and so forth, but to be a true Christian, you have to make that decision yourself so that you have a relationship with Christ. And when they begin to see this and the difference that it makes in lives, that's the easiest way to penetrate the shell that surrounds every Muslim. And they, let me tell you, folks, they have shells. They have been brainwashed. They have been beaten into them all the Sharia law components and so forth all of their lives. In many of the madrasas and so forth, they're taught hatred, to hate different people who are not Muslims, to hate them. And as a consequence, we have pain. You know what the Bible says, take out the root of bitterness, but it's really important to understand how strong a foundation hatred is within Islam. And as a result of that, what happens is that they have this very hardened shell. You can't say anything. It's going to penetrate them. The only way that you can really begin to witness to them is basically by showing them love in various aspects of your life and so forth. And this is what, of course, the Bible encourages. It's the only way that we can begin to push back this very negative, horrifying religion that is so destructive.
To truly be those peculiar people that we were called to be. Because, you know, that's the two greatest commandments. When they tried to trick our Lord Jesus Christ, they asked him the two greatest commandments, and both of them were to love. Love God and love others. And when we show love, you know, I've got a son that's a pastor, and he has several sermons on this. That is what we're missing even in our own churches today. We do not show the love that we need to be showing. That doesn't mean you have to fall all over everybody. It means you need to live your life.
You don't have to be a doormat.
No, that's right. But you do have to be considerate, to have that compassion that Christ had, you know, to show love and to be forgiving. That doesn't mean you forgive them when they cut your head off. That doesn't mean that. But you know what I'm trying to say is exactly what you're saying.
Exactly.
The way to do it is not to go, and we do have to fight it. We're not saying we don't have to fight it, are we? We're saying if you're gonna be effective to them on a one-to-one basis, you've got to show love.
You have to show love and compassion where it's appropriate and so forth, and yet stand firm in your faith. They will see that. It's not like you're trying to force your way onto them by showing them love, and they will know that and be able to receive what you're saying a lot more effectively. And, you know, God's word, and love especially, will work on anyone's heart to start breaking down the barriers and of anger or whatever, bitterness, whatever, whether they're in Islam or Muslim. It's still the most effective way we can witness to others. And unfortunately, our human nature, when someone does something that's bad to us, our first inclination is to strike back and destroy.
Mm-hmm.
And this is one of the most difficult things. And I think if you read in 1 Peter, the fact is that you have to go through a process of rooting that human nature out that happens all of your life. And it's really difficult to overcome. But when you can, when you eventually do, because you do have help in doing that, you will have much more success in talking to other people, especially Muslims, if they happen to be part of your life.
Well, we know that we need to do some things, and this book is a good place to start, friends. If you need to get educated, which we all do, we need to be educated. You need to order Islam Is in the House and give us a call. I failed to give out my phone number at the first break at 877-895-5410. You can ask Dr. Kaufman any question you need to on this subject, 877-895-5410. Now, you gave me, just before we went on air, so I haven't had a chance to really look at it, you emailed me some talking points that we could to visit today, and I'm circled number 7 about the Declaration on Human Rights in Islam and the UN's defamation of religion resolution. I want to talk about that a little bit.
You bet. What that is, it's been they have been trying to do this since the early 1990s. And the Clinton administration and now the Obama administration is supporting it whole cloth. They want to make it illegal for you to speak, anyone in the world to speak negatively about Islam, anything negative about Islam. Make it an international law. And this is one of the things that I think is horrifying. It hasn't gained a whole lot of traction in the United Nations, which is really kind of surprising. But at the same time, we're seeing that happen in the United States. This is the Obama has done in the United States is taken out any native reference to Islam out of various government agencies and so forth. And the political correctness now, if you've been watching it, is now coming to anyone who speaks negatively about a Muslim gets hammered. And so we have a two-pronged approach here in this country. One is that they've literally taken any reference out of any federal document. And two is that they've got their minions, their progressives out there that are willing to pounce on anyone who speaks negatively about Islam. Never mind that the extreme Islamists want to destroy us. Never mind that their whole plan, the plan that the Muslim Brotherhood has in this country is to take and actually gradually create the conditions where we are programmed to think that Islam is the right religion.
Wow.
And sooner or later, now this is something that I don't know how many of you in the listening audience are Christians or not, but in the Bible there is such a thing as the end days. And they have something like the end days too, in which their Mahdi, M-A-H-I-D-I, Mahdi will return. Now who is the Mahdi? The Mahdi is an effect kind of what we think as Christians of Jesus. The Mahdi is the reincarnation, as it were, of the, in the case of Shia, form of Islam, is the reincarnation or the return of the 12th Imam following Muhammad.
Okay, I'm gonna ask you to take a break right there because I've got a caller that's been holding a little while, if you don't mind.
Sure.
Bill from Missouri. Bill, how are you today?
Yes, I have a question that's related to what you talked about earlier with your guest.
Okay.
When all the senators and congressmen and Supreme Court justices take the oath of office, don't they all swear to uphold the Constitution of the United States?
Yes, supposedly.
And the majority of them do that on the Bible, but we have a few in there now that have done it on the Koran.
Yeah, and how do they get by without being tried for treason?
Well, it's a very, very good question, because they have made it politically incorrect for anyone to challenge their ideas as to what the society should look like. And that's unfortunate. You've had a lot of speakers, I'm sure, Beth, on your program that have defined what they have done to education, what they have done to this area and that area and so forth. That is not constitutional. There is nothing constitutional about 90% of our laws. And as a consequence, we are in a world of hurt right now. I mean, that's a whole different subject we can spend another hour on.
Yeah, we need to have you on a little more often. We're headed into another break. Bill, thank you so much for your call and for your question. Your calls are welcome. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. I'm visiting today with Dr. Michael Kaufman. We're talking about his new book, Islam in the House. You'll want to get that for $13.99. You can send that to Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, and we will be right back. Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rule Book is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states
rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSE Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csetalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power. CSE Talk Radio continues our goal to bring America home. I've made it my mission to help small businesses who are ready to serve America on a national level. CSE Talk Radio can help your business, too. I'm proud to bring to you TM Firearms Training. Tim Milligan. Sometimes an instructor, always a student. Tim Milligan is TM Firearms Training. He offers training in defensive shooting and tactics to defend yourself, your family, and the innocent. Tim has been teaching defensive shooting professionally for over 4 years and in private sessions for over 15 years. NRA certified basic pistol instructor, range safety officer, Tim is a distinguished expert marksman in pistol and revolver. Tim Milligan, sometimes an instructor, always a student. Visit tmfirearmstraining.wordpress.com. That's tmfirearmstraining.wordpress.com or call 319-371-6698. Let CSE Talk Radio help your business go national.
What every American needs to know about the Quran, a history of Islam and the United States. Bill Federer has done it again. He makes history come to life, and current events all connect that to history. Sultans conquered the 1,000-year-old Byzantine city of Constantinople. Jefferson sent Marines to stop the Muslim Barbary pirates of Algiers and Tripoli. Woodrow Wilson tried saving millions of Americans killed in Turkey. History that affects you and me today. In 2006, Keith Ellison was the first Muslim elected to the U.S. Congress. He swore on a Quran. What does this mean? Educate and activate. We shouldn't form opinion or initiate actions before we know the truth. Purchase your copy of What Every American Needs to Know About the Quran today. Send $22 to CSE Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order on the website at csetalkradio.com. That's $22 for the history of Islam and the United States.
The Coming Battle, Lost for 100 Years, first published in 1899, is the chronological history of the usurping of every American's sovereign rights by the unseen money powers and their agents.
The Coming Battle, Who Controls America? This book has documented how and why our elected representatives and the banking money power deliberately created the national debt.
Banking money power and corporate interests, partnering with government, set up a framework to exploit American workers.
The complete early history of the creation of the Federal Reserve.
The Coming Battle is a chilling and all too true saga of power run amok. A must read for all Americans who want to know where and when our country went wrong.
To order The Coming Battle, send a $15 check, cash, or money order to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018.
For credit card use, visit csetalkradio.com.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting today with Dr. Michael Kaufman. We're talking about his new book, Islam in the House. Now, he's had a book, and this is kind of new and improved, isn't it?
You've added. Yes, it is. A lot has happened in the last 2 years since we published the first book, and we had to bring it up to date because it's just what is happening today is really a confirmation of every thing we said 2 years ago in the initial book that we were raked over the coals for because we were some sort of conspiratists and that type of thing, and now it's coming true. I mean, one of the things that we spend a lot of time on in the first book is the fact that they want to create a basic, a huge caliphate by doing what they're doing. And we were really attacked on that basis. Well, of course, now they're announcing it almost every day that this is what their intent is, that they want to create a caliphate. And one of the ones that they want to create is the United States, to be part of the world domination that they want to see within the next 5 to 10 years. They basically believe that the United States will capitulate to Islam before President Obama gets out of office. That is a shocking thing.
Wow.
But this is what they have said. And they have the Muslim Brotherhood, which has penetrated all of our particular federal agencies now, has basically laid out a plan for doing that. which was exposed in the Holy Land Foundation trial back in 2008, they found this document. I mean, it's written by the Muslim Brotherhood and spells out how they're doing it, and it's incredible because it really is shows exactly what they're doing, exactly what they're doing.
And we've been kind of easy prey, haven't we?
We have been very easy prey, and it's getting worse too because we're not now. There are five phases that they believe they're going to have to go through.
We're
in the middle of the third phase right now. Europe is in the fourth phase. Europe calls for violence.
I'm going to have you hold on those. I want to go over those five phases here in a little bit, but we have the lines lit up, so I want to start going to some of the callers,
sure,
if you don't mind.
Sure. Well, we may not get back to it.
We may have to do a couple of more shows. We have Larry from Missouri. Larry, how are you today?
Morning, Beth. I've got a question about the Muslims. Europe is lit up. It's going to need a bailout. They call it quarantine. The United States is supposedly going to be buying from their bonds. Are we going to be bailing out the Muslim terrorists by buying their Europe's bonds?
I really couldn't understand. Maybe you heard it better, Beth. Can you explain the question?
He was talking about their bonds. The terrorists have bonds that they're selling. He said, are we going to be bailing them out? Buying
your bonds? Are we going to be funding the terrorists by buying Europe's bonds?
By buying Europe's bonds. I'm sorry.
Yes. In fact, that's almost a given. We did that back in 2011. That's when we saved Europe the first time. About $1.5 trillion. We paid for, the taxpayers paid, to bail out the sovereign debt of the various nations of Europe, which included their bonds and so forth. Now, if their bonds, if the jihadists are actually selling bonds, then those are going to be part of the mix. It's just a natural progression to do that.
Wow. Okay. Larry, thank you for your call. I'm going to go on to Tom from Michigan. Tom, how are you today?
Thanks for taking my call. Calling Islam a religion, it may be kind of, somewhat of a misnomer because when they push it at the point of a gun, that takes away free will.
Yeah, it does.
And it puts it into what has been said more of a political system than a religion.
Yes, in fact, Islam is both a political system and a religious system, and it's really, we go into that in the book, and it's important to understand that, because if you look at it just from a religious standpoint, you're not going to get the whole picture. If you look at it just as a secular government or a political standpoint, you're not going to get the whole picture either. It's a combination of both.
Yeah, but they set up their clerics, I suppose they'd be their Pharisees, apparently. They're the ones that know, and nobody's allowed to question whatever they say.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's why you don't see, I think is you just put your finger on it. Is it Larry? Is that your name?
Tom.
Tom. It was Larry before. Okay, Tom, you put your finger on it. That's exactly why most moderate Islamists or most moderate Muslims cannot speak out, because if they do, their local imam or whatever is going to come down hard on them. And what we're starting to see now within these inner enclaves of Islamists in the United States and various places is the same thing that's happening in Europe right now, is the Sharia law is taking over, and what happens is that people just disappear.
Isn't
they
that amazing?
Just disappear.
Okay, Tom, I'm going to thank you for your call. I'm going to go on to the next because I've got callers just lined up here. We've got Steve from Illinois. Steve, how are you today?
Morning. Say, just a general comment. You know, the liberalism in this country and the liberal groups that have been becoming tolerant to Islam, welcoming it in, are basically the same people that over the last 30 or 40 years have been saying that the gay lifestyle is okay and that we want to support gay marriage. So if Islam ever takes hold in this country, they're going to be in for such a rude awakening.
Yes, they are.
You know, are liberals really that stupid?
Well, you know, that's a very, very good question, one that we've struggled with. How in the world can progressives support Muslims when their Muslim belief is that women are trash, you can use them as a rag doll and throw them away when you're done, when you have homosexuality is forbidden. All the various points that the progressives have are destroyed in Islam. So how can they support them? And the only thing that I can think of at this particular point in time, we haven't actually talked about it, but the Bible describes Islam perfectly. Understand if you, and we go into that in the book. And it's shocking when you realize that Islam is really the religion that the Bible and Jesus is talking about when he is condemning certain things. It's almost unbelievable. You have to read it twice. And what is happening is that both Islam and progressivism directly links back to one individual, Satan. Both of them basically believe that Satan is their God. Now, the Muslims will not, Muslims won't say that because they don't believe that in a conscious way. But if you look at who in the Quran, who Allah truly is, he is called the Great Deceiver five times. Well, who is the Great Deceiver in the Bible? It's Satan. And I could go down the list. There's 42 of these examples. We talk about half of them in the book that describe Islam as being very satanic. And as a consequence, when you understand how Saul Alinsky and so forth described the progressive movement here in the United States, it goes back to Satan. That's the only link that I can see.
Absolutely. All right, we're going to go on. Like I said, we've just got a bank of callers here. Thank you, Steve, so much for your call. We have Kay from Nebraska. Kay, how are you today?
I'm fine, thank you. I really like this guest you have on. I hope he comes on again, Beth. And the thing of it is that what he's talking about is a beastly power, and I think it's mentioned in Revelation.
Yes.
Yes, I have researched that, and I'll tell you what. Mark goes down to license. I mean, people signing away our freedoms.
Yes.
So people had better pay attention to this man. And I hope a lot of them obtain his book read it, because he is so right on. Okay?
Thank you, Kay. I appreciate that so much. And we will have, you know, Dr. Kaufman, I intend to have you on more regularly, and I just don't get those calls made to you, but we need to have you on regularly he is an authority on numerous topics that he could really help us all with. Thank you, Kay. We're going into another break. Hang on, callers. We will get to you. Dr. Michael, thank you so much for being patient with us here. My callers are just they're really involved here right now. 877-895-5410 is the number to call to visit or question. Ask Dr. Kaufman anything you need to ask about this. Let's learn together as we try to come together to bring America home. 877-895-5410. And Dr. Kaufman and Beth Ann will be right back. CSE Talk Radio has a goal to bring America home. I've made it my mission to help small businesses who are ready to serve America on a national level. At WillieSmoothRevolvers.com, Bill Walters is your personal gunsmith, specializing in action work and repairs on most makes and models of double-action revolvers. Repair and enhance the actions of many semi-automatic pistols. Visit WillieSmoothRevolvers.com. Whether hunting, competition, or tactical work, WillieSmoothRevolvers.com is the gunsmith shop for you. CZ Engineering cares about safety. Protect your horses from life-threatening injury by using safety post caps. Find safety post caps at your local farm supply or request a sample package by emailing them at sample@cze.com. Safety post caps for the safety of your horses and livestock. Visit cze.com because safety comes first. Support the businesses who support common sense and CSE Talk Radio. C&J Dog Food is a family-owned business taking pride in caring for your pets. They raise pets. They own pets. They love and know dogs. C&J Dog Foods carries three special dog food formulas that are nutrient-packed and designed with your furry animal's health in mind. For your puppy, chicken and rice formula. For your adult pets, you can choose either a chicken and rice formula or beef and rice formula. C&J Dog Food is formulated to meet nutritional levels established by the AAFCO, meeting the nutrient profiles for all stages of your pet's life. Sold in 1-unit 50-pound bags, available for pickup and bulk orders, or they offer 20-pound boxes that are easy to handle and convenient to store, as well as home delivery. Call for pricing, 417-452-2781. CJ Dog Food, your pet deserves the best. As breeders themselves, they know dogs. Call today, 417-452-2781, or visit them online at cjdogfood.net. BioAg, working with nature naturally. Murray Bast has been my guest several times here on CSC Talk Radio. You know now he's devoted to helping farmers and ranchers. Murray is my common sense voice for improved agriculture. Farmers and ranchers are vital to any nation. Our food and how it's grown is more than just planting a seed, slopping the hogs, or feeding the cows. There's a science to it, and it takes a special kind of people. Since 1982, their mission has been to produce and supply products and services that warrant and support true sustainable agriculture. BioAg is a major supplier of natural products and services for livestock and crop production. Become a BioAg distributor. BioAg consultants and distributors are devoted. BioAg.com has all the products you need to improve your bottom line as well as improve your products and health. Visit bio-ag.com or call them at 1-800-363-5278. That's 1-800-363-5278.
In the book, The Flip Side of Feminism, Suzanne Vanker and Phyllis Schlafly provide readers with a new view of women in America, one that runs counter to what Americans have been besieged with for decades. Their book demonstrates that conservative women are, in fact, the most liberated women in America and the folks to whom young people should be turning for advice. It's time to liberate America from feminism's dead-end road. While modern women enjoy unprecedented freedom and opportunities, Vanker and Schlafly argue that this progress is not the result of feminism. I'm a woman and mother of five. I know both the work world and the joys of at-home raising a family. Don't allow the society to tell you that motherhood is demeaning. Raising my sons was the most rewarding job I ever accomplished. Order The Flip Side of Feminism now for only $25. Visit our website, csctalkradio.com. For check or money order, mail to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
And we have returned. Dr. Kaufman, we are going to have to schedule you to come back because I have callers just on hold. We've just got them all over the place here. So we've got Therese from Pennsylvania. Therese, how are you today?
Oh, I'm fine. I'll make it quick. With regard to the Muslim moderates, Marco Polo in his many travels of exploration and trade came up with a definition of Muslims. He said that the moderates will hold your arms and legs down while the extremists cut your head off.
there's no actual truth in that. I'll explain it in just a second. Go ahead.
But the point being is that you can't deal with somebody like that. There's no dialogue. With regard
right.
to Europe, this is the second time that the Muslims have tried to take Europe. The first time
yes.
they were run out.
Yes.
They were literally destroyed almost to the individual and run back
right.
to the countries they came from. Most probably what will happen is the tolerance will be, let's just say, diminished, and people will begin to realize that, wait a minute, this is not just religion, as you said. It's also a political movement. In many ways, they were the original Nazis. If you take a look
yep.
at National Socialism and fascism and how it operates, okay, with regard to controls of what can be said and what can't be said and who can be criticized and who may not be criticized, it's very similar. Okay, I'll leave you with that as well.
Very similar. That's a very good point. They basically are, and very, a lot of us are not calling them fascists in the sense of the type of government they want to impose.
Right. Well, thank you very much for the opportunity to talk today.
Thank
bye
you, Trace.
Bye.
I appreciate
welcome.
That.
You remember, know, before we go to the next, I want to just inject this. Remember that one of the foundations of every Muslim is lying. That's not telling the truth to you. They'll claim that the Quran tells them not to lie, but the Quran specifically says that Muslims should not lie to one another, but should lie to anyone outside of the Muslim faith in order to defend the faith. So almost anything that you hear is a lie, or could hear. Now, I'm sure there are many moderate Muslims right now that tell the truth. I'm not saying that they're all liars. But sooner or later, it's going to come to the point where they have to lie to you in some form or another. And you just have to be aware of that. Realize that what they're telling you may or may not be true. And try to love them regardless.
All right. And I was gonna add, too, because of the way it's going right now, we talked about we're just easy prey. It's this political correctness is killing freedom,
yes,
and liberty. It just takes it away. And somebody mentioned tolerance. You know, we've been asked to tolerate so many things. Well, first you're asked to tolerate, and then you're asked to accept it. We're going to,
yes,
go to Ben from North Dakota. Ben, how are you today?
Hello, yes, and forgive me if I'm a little nervous, okay? I get nervous when I call.
I'm just your sister. You're just talking to your sister on the phone, so go ahead.
Okay, thank you very much, ma'am. Okay, but anyway, it's an honor to talk to Dr. Kaufman, and, you know, what does he think of some of the alliances? You know, a lot of them, I don't mean to be insulting or to people and stuff, but a lot of folks out there don't know any history, you know what I mean? A lot of Americans, they don't understand. It was at least two times, I think, that the Turkish Empire came up and put the siege on Vienna, correct? Was it two or three?
Yeah.
And then William, you know, what's his name? Charles the Hammer defeated at Tours, the Battle of Tours in 716, right? AD,
right,
or something like that with the Franks. So there's been at least three different occasions when they came up into the heart of Europe and nearly conquered Europe, you know what I mean? And so a lot of folks don't realize how intertwined that is. And maybe you could tell them what they did to in the Balkans and stuff like that. The Turks' policy when they came up into the Balkans was like complete genocide, you know?
It was.
And then they'd come back, huh? And then they'd come back.
You're right on.
Yeah, they take the hostages of the young men, and they brought some of their finest fighters were all of those young Serbian and Croatian young kids that they would take from their parents, kill their families, and then they'd take them back to Istanbul and then train them as their a certain special division of these guys with the big 16-foot pikes or something like that, you know?
Okay.
And that was their finest division. But they would steal them and then indoctrinate them into Islam forcibly, you know, just as young men and stuff, you know?
Okay.
Exactly.
In the history, a lot of people in the West are very naive. They didn't understand that this history of Islam, you know, we're being sold this completely false image.
And
also the alliance.
Hey, Ben, I'm gonna have to cut you short here because I've got one more caller. I'm about to
run. Here's my question to Dr. Kaufman, okay? and that is this, you know, what about the alliances of certain elements of the progressives and the liberals and stuff like that, and even the Republicans are making with, you know, for you know, they're compromising this nation away, you know, and they're getting an alliance where can no alliance be made, you know?
Okay.
And forgive me.
No, that's okay. That's okay. We're just running out of time. That's the only problem I got. All right.
Yeah. What I would suggest, there's two things, well, it's really one thing, is to use this book and use other books like it and become educated and then begin. Ignore the political correctness. I no longer responding to political correctness.
Absolutely.
If I've done something wrong, yeah, I need to change. But most of your political correctness is designed to control your actions against exactly who you're talking about in these groups of progressives and so forth. Forget that. You have to name these groups and what they're doing. Now, you don't have to be brutal about it or nasty or anything, but just expose what they're doing and the horrendous consequences of that. France saw that 2 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
France saw it firsthand 2 weeks ago, and you can use that as an example of how these Islamists gradually worm their way in, and when they think they have enough control, usually about 5% of the population, France has about 7 or 8%, they will start using violence, and we're about 2%, 1 or 2% right
wow.
now. So we're headed in that direction. Don't allow them to become ingrained into our society in that context.
Absolutely.
Now, I don't mind them keeping their culture, and so in the traditions and so forth. But they have to walk away from Sharia law.
All right. Now, we have one more caller, and we're almost out of time. Matt, you're going to have to make it quick.
Yeah, bye-bye.
We have Matt from Yeshua.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Hello and shalom in the name of Yeshua Mashiach. I wanted to let you know that there's this ancient stone in Akkadian called the Epic of Atharhasis. And it clearly describes who Allah is, and he's one of the he's basically Lucifer, the fallen angel that brought a third of the angels down with him. Also, you can see that in the Book of Enoch.
All right, now we are down to about.
I've read that in Enoch.
I have to apologize.
Yeah,
we're down to about 30 seconds here.
Mecca is the only city on earth that are actually 666 miles south of Jerusalem. And it's the only place on earth that has seven mountains, and they literally do drink the blood of the saints.
Yeah. Okay, Matt, I'm going to have to cut you. We're down to about 5 seconds here left on the clock. So, Dr. Kaufman, you're welcome. Thank you. We're going to have to get you right back.
Yes.
I mean, my listeners are just eating this up. And I do have a history book as well, but I am going to have Islam in the House for $13.99, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Dr. Kaufman, I'll get with your wife, Sue. We'll get you scheduled on here real quick. All right.
Thank you, Beth.
We have to come together, my friends, and stand to bring America home.
Are you frustrated with your current job? Not making the type of money that you know you are worth? Is it time for a change? Maybe it's time you considered starting your own home-based business. Autopilot Marketing has helped thousands of people, just like you, get started working from home. Whether it's an extra $250 to $500 per month part-time or a six-figure full-time income, anything is possible. You don't need any special skills or experience. Anyone can succeed with Autopilot Marketing. Take our free video tour and find out if this opportunity is right for you. Go to income23.com now. That's income23.com. Take our free video tour today and start earning money as early as next week. Go to income23.com. That's income23.com.
Samuel Adams once said, "It doesn't take a majority to win, just a tireless minority that will keep starting brush fires in the minds and hearts of their fellow men." Become a member of our Bring America Home campaign. Membership is $10. We'll reward you with a certificate of your commitment to do your part to bring America home. CSC Talk Radio is your common sense voice, and we need your help to stay on the air and fight this fight for America's true homeland constitutional security. Send $10 to CSC Talk Radio. Note that you want a membership certificate to join our Bring America Home campaign. Send $10 and join today. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. That's just $10 as you join CSC Talk Radio for our Bring America Home campaign certificate. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. As Samuel Adams suggested, let's start a few brush fires as we bring America home. Thank you.
Dr. Michael Kaufman isn't holding back, but speaking the truth. Truth is tough, and we have a lot to learn here. Radical Islam is not knocking on our door, but it's in our house, and a very real threat to America. What is Islam, and what is the true belief of those? Are they all radicals? Is there a soft side to Islam? Dr. Kaufman's book is a quick study, and will reveal much to you, helping all of us understand the threat of Islam to our United States of America and our American way of life. We are and were a Christian nation. Why are our leaders denying this? Is there a plan to take America for the global Islamic state? Yes. Order now. $16.99 includes shipping and handling. P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Or order online at csctalkradio.com. Oh, and one more thing. This book is made in the USA. Order your copy of Radical Islam in the House, only $16.99.